Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I hope you are having a fantastic day today. I am back with my amazing friend, Abby Ranella, or Abinella, as you heard, and my intro for part one. We are talking about the ministry of motherhood. If you have not listened to part one, go back and listen to that because we left you with kind of a cliffhanger. And so we're continuing on that conversation. So go back and listen to that first. But Abby, welcome back. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Yeah. And thank you so much for just being vulnerable and willing to share your heart about what God is doing in your life and the lessons he's teaching you, because they're not unique to you. They're lessons we all need to learn. And it's humbling and a blessing to hear you talk about it.
Well, thank you. All for God's grace, all for God's glory, by his grace, not for
by his grace.
And for his glory. I want people to, like you said at the end of the last podcast, to just know we're in this together. You know, this is real life. This is what we deal with as Christians, as homeschool moms, as wives. And so I want to be real. I want people to know, you know, just kind of where I'm at. So we were talking in the last episode about just the conviction that the Lord has brought to me of having my priorities a little bit flip-flopped in regards to the ministry of my family and the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked, and how he really has, he really just impressed upon me when I was away for a few days that I had it all backwards and mixed up. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for his very gentle reminders. And so I was telling you about how I came back from that weekend away and I was able to talk with Garrett. We went for a family walk and I was able to just open up to him, which, I mean, he's a wonderful husband. So I'm always able to share my heart with him. As a matter of fact, we've been married 25 years, which is incredible. I know, by God's grace.
That's a quarter of a century.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. That's incredible.
Wait, you just doubted yourself for a second. No.
That's quarter of a decade, quarter of a century. Century. 100 years. You guys are well on your way to a century.
We are. I know. It's amazing.
Considering you're only 26.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Congratulations.
Thank you. In our 25 years of marriage, he's learned to read me sometimes better than I can read myself. And so so I was able to just open up to him and I just shared all of this with him and just said, I don't know what direction to go. Like, I need to just step down from my daily grind of Schoolhouse Rocked and fundraising. And because that's actually been the biggest part of my job is fundraising for the movie. And so I just need to step down. I need to give my 2-week notice and be done with that. And not completely done with ministry, of course, but I really need to shift my priorities. And he's so just great. And let me really quickly, let me back up, because one of the reasons why I feel so passionate about the ministry that God has called us to is because I get to do it with my husband.
Right.
We get to work side by side. And I think of the Proverbs 31 woman, which I actually want to talk about in a minute. But I think about that Proverbs 31 woman and the Titus 2 woman and how, you know, the Lord calls us to support our husbands.
Right.
And so because of that, I felt like, well, I need to do this. I wasn't going out and working at another job 9 to 5 and then coming home and not having anything left. I was actually working side by side with my husband. And so it felt like it should be right.
Right.
But for many months now, it has felt wrong. And we have felt like our family is just broken. Like it hasn't made sense. And I haven't been able to put my finger on it. Garrett really hasn't, because we're so consumed with ministry work.
Well, there it is. There's the finger on it. So consumed with ministry work, right?
Exactly.
Because we should not be consumed by any, you know, that shouldn't consume us.
Right, right.
Above our family, our husbands and children.
Right. And that's what we've seen happening. And so we've just felt like we're in a state of emotional chaos.
Aww.
And it's been really hard trying to just figure out, like, what in the world? What do we change? What do we need to do? How do we need to fix this? Not that we need to fix it, but and really trying to think, Lord, what are you trying to teach me through all of this?
And look, isn't God's faithfulness amazing that you prayed that? You guys were on that same page. Yeah. And look how faithful he was to show you. He was so faithful to show you because you were faithful to listen.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting too is I talked with you about this after the fact, and you said, I've been praying for you about this.
Totally the same exact.
Yeah.
God put it on my heart for my friend.
It's so amazing. And then I talked with another friend of mine a few days ago. We went and had coffee together. And she said, you have been so heavy on my heart. I've been praying for you. And so it's neat that the Lord has even put it on the hearts of other friends and family members who have been praying for us, who didn't even really know. I mean, I couldn't have told you this is what I need prayer for.
Right.
So anyway, back to our walk. We were walking. I was talking with Garrett and just saying, this is where I'm at. And I need to step away from full-time Schoolhouse Rocked ministry and really focus on our family, on our girls, and because I miss them.
Aww.
Brooklyn is 14. We only have a few more years left with her. And I feel like we have almost missed the last 3 years with her. Not completely. Aww. I mean, you know, we're with them all day.
Right.
But I'm not really with them. And so...
Wow.
When that hit me that, you know, she's going to be gone in a few years. That was the point where I just said this, it has to be done. I have to reprioritize. And then you and I were talking, and one of the things that you said was, how unfortunate would it be if you got to the end of all of this? Brooklyn's ready to fly the coop, and she hates everything about homeschooling. She hates family. She has no relationship with the Lord or with you or with Garrett.
Right.
Because we were so consumed with ministry.
With ministry. Exactly.
Right.
And it reminds me of that verse that we can build our house. Unless the Lord builds our house, it's all in vain. You know?
That's right. That's right. And that's what I feel like we've been doing unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so Garrett and I mean, very quickly, there was not even, you know, any hesitation at all. We both, he just said, it's time for you to be done. It's time for you to step down and just to be full-time wife and mom. And again, I'll continue to do the podcast and I will, you know, still do things. It's not like I'm going to completely shut out Schoolhouse Rocked, but it's not going to be my first ministry. And so it was so good to have his kind of stamp of approval and his encouragement and backing with this. And so later,
because any husband needs a wife. He needs a wife.
Yes, right. Right.
He knows his girls need a mama.
That's right. So later that evening, the girls got ready for bed and, you know, we had our family prayer time. And then I was able to just sit with them. And you know about me, Abby, and those who are close to me know I am not a crier. I do not. I am not an emotional person. I have feelings for sure. And I can be expressive, but I am not emotional at all. It takes a lot for me to cry.
And I cry enough for both of us.
Right.
So.
And I was just so broken by this whole thing and what the Lord had shown me. And so I went to my girls and I just said, you know, I said, girls, I need to talk with you about something. And they're 14 and 9. And I told them all of this. And I said, this is what the Lord has shown me over the past few days. And he started preparing me for this weeks ago. And I said, I am so sorry. And I had to go to them and I had to apologize. And I just had to say, girls, I have missed you and my priorities have not been right. Mm-hmm. And I am so sorry that in the name of Schoolhouse Rocked and in the name of this ministry that's all about family discipleship and motherhood and homeschooling, I've missed it somehow. And I've put you on the back burner and you've been choking on my dust for a few years now. And the tears started flowing from all of us. I actually cried, Abby.
Wow.
You would have been so proud.
I would have been so proud.
But they just, the look in their eyes of the relief. And when I just said, I'm back. I'm going to be a full-time mom now. And I'm done with, you know, the 50 hours a week of Schoolhouse Rocked ministry. And the kind of funny thing was Brooklyn said, does this mean you're going to actually help us with school now?
Oh, my goodness.
Here we are making a movie about homeschooling and doing a podcast about homeschooling. And I said, yes. And it was just such a sweet time. And we cried together and we hugged a lot. Wow. And I got to just hold them. And I cannot tell you how just freeing it was. And I literally felt like someone had lifted this enormous weight off of my shoulders. And they were so happy. And they just were like, Mom, we're so glad to have you back. And a few days later, Brooklyn said to me, we went to dinner, just the two of us. And she said to me, she goes, Mom, you know, I'm so excited and I'm so glad that we get you back. She said, because just a few weeks ago, you were recording a podcast with somebody about motherhood and the importance of being there with your kids. And she goes, and all I could think was, but you're not really here with us.
Oh, my goodness.
And hear that from my 14-year-old daughter. And, and so she just was like, Mom, I'm so glad. I'm so excited to have you back. And so it's just so neat. You know, the Lord is giving us time as a family to really regroup.
Right.
We're taking a few weeks off. We're recording this podcast a little bit prior to when it's going to air. But in a few weeks, we're taking a two-week sabbatical, just our family. Awesome. We're going to take some time off. We have an amazing friend who has offered us to stay in their lake house. And we're going to go for 2 weeks and we're going to just reset and have some time to just breathe and kind of renew our family.
Yep.
And then be able to come back and kind of start all over. And that is the beauty of the God that we serve.
Absolutely. You
know, he gives us second chances and
third chances and fourth chances.
Because he does. Is full of grace and mercy. Yep. And I'm so grateful for the things that he shows us and for his gentle discipline and his gentle reprimands and how he has used several people over the past few weeks in my life, not even knowing what they were saying, but just, and you're one of them, Abby, people just speaking truth without really realizing what it was leading up to.
Right.
So in light of that, I've been thinking through a couple of pieces of scripture and I would love to hear, you know, some of your take on all of that. But two of them, and I mentioned them earlier, is Titus 2:3. Actually, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and I want to talk about some scripture that the Lord has really put on my heart.
Awesome.
The Homegrown Generation Family Expo is here. You'll be encouraged by Kurt Cameron, Heidi St. John, Sam Sorbo, Andrew Pudua, Ginger Hubbard, Lee Bortons, and many others. You can still register and have lifetime access to the replays of the entire event. Don't miss out on this exciting expo. Register today for only $20 at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton. Have you left a review for the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast yet? If you haven't, then pause the show right now and go do it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Have you done it yet? Great. Then back to the show.
We are back with Abby and we are talking about the ministry of motherhood. And before the break, I wanted to talk about some scripture that the Lord had put on my heart. And one of them, many of you are going to be familiar with it. And for those who are not, I would encourage you to go read the whole book of Titus. Mm-hmm. But Titus 2:3-5 is such an important passage for us as Christian women and as moms. And it says, this is the ESV version. It says, older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands. And this is the important part. I need a drum roll here. That the word of God may not be reviled. And I love that passage of scripture because that is really, as Christian women, who we are called to be. We are called to teach what is good. We are called to train the younger women. And that, in my family, that is my daughters. God has given me two daughters And it is, no one is going to train them the way that I will be able to train them by the grace of God. And I can't do that if I'm completely consumed with ministry and doing other things. And, you know, to love my husband, I need to spend time focusing on my husband and our relationship with one another, and to love their children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Our society wants to make us think that if we're not working outside of the home, that somehow we're not
fulfilling
doing
our
enough.
Purpose. Right. Right.
And
right. And I think about when it's doing enough. I like how you say that. I think, you know, there's always going to be someone else that can do all these other aspects of ministry. There's going to be someone else that can make the phone calls. There's going to be someone else that can, you know, do all these other things. But there is no person that can replace you in your child's life as their mother. And and the scary part is if you're not there, they're going to go looking for someone to replace that. But there is nobody that can replace you. Someone else can write the emails. Someone else can make the phone calls. And we're not saying don't serve. We're not saying don't serve in the church or in your community. We are not saying that. But we are saying that anything that comes at the expense of your children is not a good thing, even if it looks good. Mm-hmm. That there is only one mom for your kids, and that's the one that God made for them.
That's right.
And we also feel this isn't enough. Like sometimes sitting at home, you know, wiping rear ends, cleaning the dishes, doing the laundry. You know, we feel like these aren't big things to make a big impact in the world for our big Jesus. Like sometimes we feel like we have to do these bigger things. But I think it comes down to, do we trust God to do the big things while we're faithful in the small things? And when you were talking about scripture, I look at in Matthew, I look at the Canaanite woman, and you know what she did? She cried out to Jesus. That's literally what she did. She prayed. She had a demon-possessed daughter, and she didn't go out and do all these big things. She cried out to Jesus. She prayed. And that is our job as moms, is are we praying for our kids, or are we too busy doing the big things, the things we think are big? But you know what? If it weren't for that mama, the turnout of that child would have been very different. And then I think of, you mentioned Proverbs 31, which really that was King Lemuel's mom. And we look at all the big things she did. You know, she bought land and she sold land, and that's kind of intimidating. But do you know what that passage really is? That was her teaching her son. That whole part of Proverbs 31 is a mom sitting down teaching her son God's ways. That is what Proverbs 31 was. He was looking for a wife. He was not yet married. And she sat down and she was teaching him what God wanted in a woman. And what did that mom do? She taught her son about godliness and wisdom. She didn't say, I don't have time, or, you know what, I have this other job to do that's more important, or let me send this email, or let me. No, she sat down and she talked to him and she taught him God's way. These are little things. Praying for our kids, we don't really think that's big. Sitting down and talking to our kids, we don't think that's big. And then I always think about the boy with the fish who brought his fish and his loaves, right? And Jesus did this incredible miracle for thousands of people. And I think, you know what? There was a mama somewhere that packed that little boy's lunch.
Right.
And all three of these women, the Canaanite women, King Lemuel's mom, the mama that packed the lunch, there's no names in there. They don't have names. We kind of think, oh, they're just unimportant women. We didn't even have a name for them. But they did the most incredible things. And we think, all I do is sit at home and pack lunches and wipe bums. Sorry, that one keeps coming. But that doesn't sound like a very glorious job, right? We don't think that's going to make an impact on the kingdom.
Right.
But there was a mom who took the time to pack a little lunch in a, I always picture, speaking of imagery, a little brown bag, which I'm sure that's not what he packed in. But and she took the time to do the small, menial tasks that we're called to do as moms. And God used those little things to make huge impacts, waves rippling down to where we're still reading those stories today. So moms, if you want to make an impact on the culture around you, if you want to make a wave in the world, be mom first.
Yes.
Do the things that we need to do first. Love your kids, pray for your kids, talk to your kids, make them the lunches, play the games, teach them truth. And that is the big ministry of motherhood.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I love that so much, Abby. You know, I had, when I was pregnant with Brooklyn, I had a mom say to me once, she said, become the wife and mom that you want her to become.
Yes.
And that has always stuck with me. And if you have sons, you mm-hmm. be the wife and mom that you want your sons to marry.
Absolutely.
I mean, there is no greater thing. And I would never want my daughters to grow up with my grandchildren and have to completely, you know, constantly push them to the side. I'm sorry, right. I don't have time for you. I'm sorry, I don't have time. Even right. though you're sitting right next to me.
Right.
I'm present, but I'm not really present.
Right. I'm too busy.
I'm too busy. And that's not God's heart for family. And I love, you know, you talking about the Proverbs 31 woman. And, you know, as I was reading through that passage today, there are a few verses in there that I want to point out. And verses 10 through 12, it says, and it's all about a woman who fears the Lord. That's what Proverbs mm-hmm. 31 is.
Right.
And verses 10 through 12 says, an excellent wife who can find. Mm. She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. And then you skip down to verse 26, and there's a whole bunch of stuff in the middle of there, you know, mm-hmm. what she does. But you go down to verse 26, and it says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. And let me just stop there for a second, because oftentimes, when we're so busy and so consumed with other things,
we're
not very kind.
No,
we don't have the patience for our kids.
Yep.
And this is the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Well, we can't teach something we don't have.
Right.
And so if we're not being kind, our children aren't going to be kind to one another, to us, to others. And then it continues on. It says, she looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done exceedingly, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And I love that it ends with, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised,
yes.
because it's all about him.
Him.
All of it.
Absolutely.
It's all about him. It's all about
totally.
Pointing our kids towards Christ.
Yep.
And, you know, I mess up as a mom all the time.
Right.
But how heartbreaking it would be for my girls to come out of our home. We only have them for such a short time.
Yeah.
And if they left my home and felt like I wasn't there for them and like right. I put everyone and everything else above them, which really is right. what I have been doing. How sad would that be for them to just walk away and I would have no relationship with them.
Right. Right.
And how dishonoring
to God,
right.
really, because really the big picture is, and where our motive as moms come from is, it must be the Lord. We aren't right. doing this mom thing for any other reason that God has called us to do it.
Yeah.
And this is our God-given purpose. And when we embrace that, we no longer have this emptiness and I need to be doing more and I'm not doing enough and I need to be doing something bigger. Because we are seeing this big picture that this is God's calling. And yeah. honestly, when I slack in this area, I'm dishonoring God. I'm not answering the call that he's given me. And it's really not about me. It's about, I mean, I get so excited about what motherhood is. We are raising people who will worship God. I mean, it's about God.
Right.
And if I get too busy, I'm sacrificing worshipers, right?
Yeah.
And we are raising the future heads of homes. And I know we talked about earlier, like we want to make an impact on the world. Well, the best way we can make an impact on the world is by raising godly men that will lead a home,
right.
and by raising godly women who will teach and train her children in him. Like that's going to be what impacts the world.
Yes.
So we have to have the right perspective that none of this is about me.
Yeah.
And really, it really isn't even about my kids either. It's about God
right.
and the way that he designed things to work the best. So when we have that perspective, we can wipe those little bums with joy because we know that we are doing kingdom work when we
That's
are
right.
doing the menial things day to day.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And it seems insignificant. It
yes.
so often seems like another math lesson,
another meal,
another meal, another, you know, 20 minutes of sitting with my child while they,
yep.
you know, go at,
yep.
you know, learning how to, you know, teaching them how to read.
Right.
It seems
another fight I'm helping them
right.
resolve.
Oh, right,
right. Another
right.
fire I'm putting out.
Right. I mean, there are so many things in our day to day life
right.
that just seem meaningless.
Right.
And none of them are meaningless.
No.
Every single thing we do with our kids
is an act of worship. Yes.
Well, it should be an act of worship.
Yes.
And they all are going to impact our kids one way or another, either negatively or positively. And and there's no perfect mom. There's no perfect parent. So, you know, we're often going to have negative impacts on our kids. But what are we characterized by, really?
Right.
And what do we want our kids to be characterized
right.
by? And so we have been given such a gift of being able to have these precious children that God has entrusted to us. It is our job to steward those children and to embrace their hearts, not just take care of their physical needs.
Right.
And so no matter what ministry it is, you know, it could be, you know, church ministry. It could be something like, you know, what we're doing, or maybe you're a blogger, or, you know, maybe you do foster care. You know, that's one that I've seen. I mean, I think foster care is amazing. Absolutely. It's so desperately needed. But I've seen it happen where, you know, the foster family, it's their whole family is completely overwhelmed with foster care in the name of ministry. And they've forgotten their first ministry. And I'm not saying that foster care is bad. I'm just saying, are your priorities right?
Right. None of these things are bad as long as they don't come before. Just like anything in life, marriage is good. But if my marriage comes before Christ, it's no longer good. It goes Jesus, husband, children,
and
then all the other things. And when we can get those things, when we can get our house in order, things are going to go smoothly. And that's just the reality of it.
Right. Because the Lord will honor our obedience. And I think it's constantly having to check and recheck and trusting that the Lord is going to provide the things that we feel like we're lacking. And and again, it's his kingdom work. And so, you know, with me, with Schoolhouse Rocked, I will do what I can do when I can do it. And everything else, I'm going to trust the Lord.
Yep. If he wants it done, he's going to get it done. He's God.
That's right. He does not need me to accomplish his will. So, so Abby, thank you for being my prayer warrior. You have been such an amazing blessing. And thank you for those of you who listen to the podcast. I cannot tell you what a blessing it is to get random messages for people. It so often comes at just the right time where somebody will send me an email or they'll message me on Facebook or text message me and just say, just thinking about you today, I'm praying for you, or how can I pray for you? And we need that in the body of Christ. We need to do that for one another. We need to come alongside our mama friends, link arms with them and say, how can I support you? How can I help you? How can I pray for you? What are you struggling with? And then we need to be real with one another. And we need to just keep pressing on in doing what the Lord has called us to do. So I'm just so grateful for this ministry. I still strongly, obviously, believe in it, but the ministry of my family is my first and most important ministry. So please pray for us as we continue to move forward with Schoolhouse Rocked. And as I'm stepping down, pray for Garrett, because now, you know, I don't know, this is going to leave some more, you know, put a heavier load on him. But again, we're trusting that the Lord is going to just take care of it.
I think it's going to put a heavier load on the Lord, and he can handle it because
he really
he's God,
can. Right? That's right. That is exactly right.
He can handle all of it. Well, thank you for sharing this, because it encourages all of us, because I think that we constantly need to be stepping back and reevaluating. You know, I notice with moms, homeschool moms, we do it in the fall. We get all our ducks in the row in the fall, and then we have the February meltdown where we redo it again, right? But we need to constantly be saying, are my priorities? So you've inspired me. You've inspired me to go out. And honestly, to ask my kids, do you feel like mom is there for you, or do you feel like I'm not? And our husbands, you know, am I available the way that you need me to be available, or do I seem too busy? So thank you for spurring all of us on with your vulnerability.
Well, it is what the Lord is doing in me right now. And so I'm glad to share it, because, it's hard to be vulnerable sometimes, and to share the reality of our lives. But at the same time, I know it's not just me. I know I'm not the only one who's dealing with this issue of priorities and of motherhood.
Well, I can't wait to see what God's going to do. When you start making those little sack lunches, he's going to feed the thousands through your obedience.
Why do I need to make sack lunches when we eat at home?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Unless we go to the park.
And you can now, because you're going to be doing more of that.
Do you make sack lunches for your kids at home? Do you pick little notes in them and stuff? And you're like, your kids, go.
In the summer, I'll pack them lunches to take out in the backyard because they think that's great fun.
Yes, it is. So, well, but, you say in the summer because you live in stinking freezing Idaho. Yeah, but
that's true.
I'm in Georgia where it's like 75 degrees
today. Oh, yeah, you can do that all year round. Go make a sack lunch. Well, are so excited to see what God does with your family, with the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked, and with your ministry of the Hampton family.
Yeah. Yeah. The Ham Fam, as my friend Jane calls it.
The Ham Fam. I love that. That's fun.
I think she gets that from Cam Fam, which is Kurt Cameron's ministry.
Oh, that's
They're
funny.
Cam Fam Studios. So she calls us Ham Fam. But anyway,
thank you,
Abby. And thank you guys for listening today. You are such a blessing. And again, as I said at the end of the last podcast, we would love it if you would tell us how the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked is impacting you, how this podcast is impacting you, how Homegrown Generation Family Expo has impacted you, our blog, our social media, whatever it is. We would just love to know that we are making a difference in your life and that it is being a blessing to you and to your family. And if there are questions that you want answered in any way that we can serve you, let us know. I will do the podcast, so I won't answer all your questions, but I will answer some. And so just let us know, you know, if there are podcast episodes that you would like us to do, if there are certain things you would like us to address, let us know. If there are certain guests that you'd like to hear on the podcast, let us know. We would be glad to invite some of them on. And so, you know, we're in this for God's glory and to serve you. So let us know how we can do that. You can learn more, of course, at schoolhouserocked.com, and make sure you share with your friends. So thank you guys so much for being with us today. Have a fantastic rest of your week. And Abby, thank you for being a blessing to me and a prayer warrior. And we will be back next week. Have a good day. Bye.